You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Kalamazoo Civic Theater has a slogan, Theater for All, and they really mean it. Performances in American Sign Language for people who have hearing impairments, sensory-friendly performances for kids who are on the autism spectrum, and now audio descriptions of what's happening on stage for people who are visually impaired. Abby Tung is the one who's doing these audio descriptions for the Kalamazoo Civic Theater. Abby's a grad student at Western Michigan's Department of Blindness and Low Vision Studies. Abby Tung, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
So good to have you here. And we want to welcome Usman Karoma, who's offering expert assistance to Abby in this theater effort. Usman has been blind since he was a teenager, and he is Abby's fiancé. Usman, hello and welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
So, Abby, what a great idea. I mean, people who are sight impaired want to enjoy the theater. So start with telling us how you do this. I mean, actors are on stage doing their performance. Where are you and what are you doing?
So as the audio descriptionist for the Kalamazoo Civic Theater, I have a very special little studio in the basement right under the stage, which means during the dance numbers, I get to hear them right above my head. I have a microphone in front of me and my script with all of my notes on it, as well as a TV screen. So as the performance is going on, I am watching it on my television screen, following along in my script, and speaking my parts into the microphone as necessary.
And I will second what you say about the bumping and the thumping, because I got to sit in with the musicians for The Lion King some years back. It was a wonderful experience, but I remember all of that bumping and banging going on over your head with no way to see what's happening on the stage. So you've got a video feed. You can see what's happening. And how do you prepare what you say? There aren't scripts for audio descriptionists, are there, like there are for actors?
No, there are not. So I receive, at the beginning of rehearsal period, I receive a script that is unmarked, and I get to go through, and by watching the tech rehearsal, the dress rehearsal, I write in my descriptions, and those are written in the margins, oftentimes erased and rewritten until they fit the timing of the performance. And those are what I get to read on the show night.
And how do the audience members who want this feed, how do they pick it up? How do they hear what you're saying?
The theater has purchased several audio description devices that have one earbud, and those are worn by audience members who want to enjoy the audio description. So you can request those when you purchase your ticket, and they allow for the listener to hear the performance through one ear and hear the description through their other.
Well, Abby, let's hear you in action right now.
Our first scene takes place at the English Grand Prix racetrack. On the balcony, English racegoers wave British flags and flags which read 1910 British Grand Prix. On the stage below, the two children sit behind the wheel of the old rusty ramshackle race car, pretending to drive in a race. The children sit at the breakfast table while Mr. Potts holds up a fresh egg. He puts it in his breakfast-making machine.
You know, it's such a great idea, because it occurs to me, if I was with a friend who was visually impaired, I would be whispering and annoying people around me. Is that how you came to do this?
Well, actually, it was the starting point for us. We attended a live theater performance last year with two other friends who were visually impaired. And yes, it was a game of telephone throughout that performance, which was displeasing to the people around us, obviously, and was not ideal for us. So all of us left that performance thinking, huh, there's got to be a way to do this better. But we didn't really have the solution until the Civic Theater reached out to us and asked us to help pioneer this program.
Interesting. And are there audio descriptionists elsewhere? Because I'll admit, I've not heard of this before. Are you breaking some new ground here?
You know, it's really fun. Getting involved in this project has opened my eyes to the audio description community. And there are several around the country and even in the state of Michigan. It's done in different ways. And there are even a few trainings on it. So that's really the next step with the Kalamazoo Civic Theater, is to go to some national trainings. But we certainly are the first in Kalamazoo and in the area. So that's been exciting.
So give me an idea, if you will, like what kind kinds of things are you saying as a play is going on? What would I be hearing if I had that little earbud in?
I start the performance with about a 5-minute introduction that summarizes things that the audience members will be seeing throughout the show. And those include things like the scenery, the costumes, the visuals that I don't have time to describe as the performance is running. So I'll give an overview before the show even starts. Then as the show begins, a lot of what I describe is honestly the entrances and the exits. So it's not too glamorous, but then there are the moments where something very crucial happens. Someone pulls out something from behind their back, or someone hands something to someone else, or someone blushes at a remark. Those kind of things I get to describe between lines or between song stanzas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're doing the scene setting and then getting out of the way to let the dialogue continue the story.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Usman, as someone who is blind, tell me, how have you been able to help Abby with this work? What kind of directions have you been able to give her, things that she might not have been aware of that you are?
Mostly, like she said, like we both like attend tech rehearsals, and then after she writes in the script, like she will go over it again, and I will like help her to like cut or leave things in there. Like sometimes her descriptions are either too much or too little, so we just go from there. Like we just bounce ideas, because like as a descriptionist, you don't want to like tell the whole story within your description, so just have her to kind of like make it short and right to the point instead of telling a story within a story.
Yeah, so like helping the story but getting out of the way and letting the actors really do the storytelling. So she's kind
exactly.
of she's painting the background.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little about your story. Why and how did your vision change?
That's a long story. I was born in Liberia in the 90s, and pretty much during the Civil War, like we mm-hmm. left, and I was born with cataracts, and living in different countries and different refugee camps, like with no medical care, my eyesight kept decreasing, and I went completely blind when I was 14. And when I moved to the States, the doctor said that the cataracts turned into glaucoma because of no medical care. So,
How much did that whole process in the end game that you lost your sight, you were 14 years old, how much did that change your life or what you felt you wanted to do?
It did a lot, honestly, because, I mean, when I could see, like, I rely on my eyes and did everything with my eyes, and I thought I was, like, invincible, which I still think that way. But like when I went blind, it really changed my life. I transformed things, like where I'll appreciate things more now, I would say, than when I used to see. Like I appreciate food more because I don't see it. I smell it, I taste it, I feel it. Even like in a relationship, like I used to look at a female, like how they look. And now I kind of, by seeing Abby, I can tell how beautiful she is because of her voice, of her attitude, of like what is in her heart, not what is outside.
And so, how did you two meet?
We met in 2012 at a nonprofit organization that I used to work at. She came to volunteer, and then we just became close friends. And then after that, we hired her. She worked there for 2 years, and our friendship just grew, and here we are.
And here you are. If you've just joined us, we're talking with Usman Koroma and with Abby Tung about this very interesting effort that Abby's doing with Kalamazoo Civic Theater. She is a descriptionist. She provides audio descriptions of what's happening on stage for people who are visually impaired. Abby, I know you're working on your master's at Western, and you're there with the Department of Blindness and Low Vision Studies. What drew you to this field?
Wow. In high school, I watched the movie The Miracle Worker and was just captivated by the concept of working with kids who are blind. It is about Anne Sullivan and Helen Keller. And without knowing anyone who is blind, I was very inspired and looked into the job and found it was for me.
What do you think that was that spoke to you? Why did it strike such a chord, do you think?
I just love the concept of building bridges in whatever capacity I can. Anne Sullivan builds a lot of bridges between Helen, who doesn't have any way to express herself or understand the world around her. Anne Sullivan builds a bridge between Helen and the world around her. And I find myself doing that so often. And now I can do it as my career, as I build bridges between my students and the worlds around them.
So you're teaching. Tell us about the work you're doing on your master's and what your career goal is.
So I'm getting my double master's in teaching students with vision impairments and orientation and mobility for children, which boils down to traveling if you're visually impaired. And I actually just came from a day with my students teaching Braille, teaching technology skills, teaching cane travel. So I get to do that in the schools. I drive from school to school, and I'm currently accumulating my internship hours, and it is so much fun. It is absolutely worth every lecture I sat through.
So as I think of this background and this study and the academic work you're doing, certainly that sets you up in a very, very fine way to be an audio descriptor for the theater. What would it take if someone's listening to what you're talking about and thinking, I think I would like to do that? Like, what kind of skills do you need? And could you do it without as much training as you've had, through the Department of Blindness and Low Vision Studies?
Absolutely. We are actually launching our first training session for other community members who want to do audio description here in Kalamazoo. And the people who went through the training started by saying, I don't know if I can do this, and ended saying, gosh, I really think I've got the hang of it, or at least I know where I can improve myself. So in order to describe, all you need to do is see and describe what you see. It's really that simple, and everyone has their different style. The thing that I love about audio description is it's a creative process, just like theater. And as long as you can really dive into it, make it your own, you'll have an awesome time doing it.
Yeah, I want to say, in addition to that, like what we told them during the training is that, like, when you're writing like an audio description, like you should write it like it's like for yourself. Like, what do you want to see if you are blind or blindfolded? Like, what do you like to be described to you? So it's like personal to you. That makes it, I guess, easier for your audience to visualize.
Absolutely. And when I think of the audio narration style, because we certainly have many styles of narrating copy, I've been doing this for almost 40 years, and there's different ways you approach different copy. And it made me wonder, Abby, when you're doing this, do you try to do a little acting to reflect the emotion of what's going on stage, or do you just go for a straightforward narration?
Honestly, I don't have a lot of time. Most of my comments are within the 1 to 3 second range. Mm. So although I would love to do some acting of my own, I usually leave that to the performers.
There you go. So you're just little comments here and there. So how many shows have you done so far?
So I have done 3 performances, started out with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and moved on to Madagascar Junior and just finished War Paint.
Okay, so all a little bit different, but musicals.
Different.
But musicals.
Yes.
Yes. So tell me what you hear from audiences, especially that first time when people came in and, oh, look what's available. And the word had, you know, was maybe not out.
Yeah, the feedback that we've gotten from the people who have enjoyed the service has been overwhelmingly positive. A lot of comments on how it's helped them understand the performance, how it's helped them enjoy theater more, as well as general comments just thanking the Civic for thinking of them. It really is very meaningful to know that the Civic is going out of their way to include all members of the community. And maybe, Usman, you could speak to that as one of those first people, what your initial thoughts were.
Yeah, like honestly, like when Abby told me the first time, like I was like, what? Like, what are they thinking? And then, I mean, like I always, and I know some friends who are blind who always like wants to go to the theater to enjoy things like with their sighted friends. And however, like this opportunity was not there for them. And now it is. So it's making like the weekend planning more enjoyable, like, because you have a lot of options. You can go and do things that you love doing, which like watching theater, watching, supporting the local community, local actors and actresses. So it's been a blessing, and it's really, really excited for the new season coming up in September. So
when we think of so many theater companies around Michigan, community theater companies like the Civic, professional theater companies, what would it take to get more audio descriptionists into more theaters to open up the theater experience to more people?
Honestly, it just takes a vision, which, no pun intended, that was bad, my apologies. But the Civic didn't know anything about audio description before starting, and they just learned as they went. We just learned as we went. And if you build it, they will come. The Civic reached out, purchased the equipment, reached out to Western, found someone who was willing to pioneer their describing, which was me. And here they are getting ready to create a sustainable community performance opportunity for all members of the community.
Yeah. So should someone want to find out more, say we're going to have people listening all around the state, would they reach out to you through Western?
They can absolutely do that. I found a ton of my resources on the website for the American Council for the Blind. They have lots and lots of videos, articles, everything about audio description, and that's where I got my start. But they are welcome to reach out to me, and we can collaborate and compare notes and learn together.
What a wonderful effort that the two of you are doing together. What's it like working with each other?
It's joyful. Like, we are, growing through it, so which is good for our relationship. Yeah, we love, as Abby said, like building a community, like connecting like the blind planet and the sighted planet together, because we are all one people. So we love doing things like that.
Well, it is a wonderful effort, and we want to congratulate you on this. Abby Tung, who is a grad student at Western Michigan University's Department of Blindness and Low Vision Studies, and she is an audio descriptor providing audio descriptions for productions at the Kalamazoo Civic Theater for people who are visually impaired. And we've been talking to her fiancé, Usman Karoma, who brings that perspective of someone who has been blind since he was 14 and who loves the theater. Thank you so much to both of you. It was really great to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.